It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, everybody. This edition of the Untold Story podcast is a little bit different. We don't usually speak with chefs and really creative food bloggers. And I have somebody who really, my whole staff lit up with excitement when we heard that Tegan Girard was going to stop by and talk to us. So I love food and lifestyle and entertaining, and I love your books. So Tegan, welcome. It's great have you with us.
I have to say it was the warmest welcome. You guys have all been so sweet.
I'm so glad. You know, I'm not a big cook myself, but I absolutely love your cookbooks and your recipes. So I buy them and I look at them. I have made the cocktails and some of the entrees. I mean, you really have such an amazing touch. But what fascinates me the most is your story. So you come from a big family. My husband comes from a big family. I'm always amazed when we started dating how his mother could just sort of like pull something together from what was in the kitchen and feed a whole army of family members.
Yeah.
You started doing that when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
Cooking for your family in Colorado, where you all live in the mountains in this beautiful, idyllic barn and farm and property.
Yeah.
What inspired you to do that?
Well, so I actually started in Ohio. So I grew up actually until eighth grade in Ohio.
Right. Till 14, is that right?
Somewhere around there. I'm not very good with like my ages and everything. I was, you know, like we moved when I was in like, you know, eighth grade, and then I spent ninth grade full time in Colorado situation. Right. So whatever that is.
Let me just ask you, did you move out there because you have a brother who's a gold medal Olympian?
You know, I go back and forth on my story. Yes, sometimes we did, but no, not really. Yeah. My mom has just always loved the mountains. Yeah. My mom and dad were born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, so like needed a change of pace. Right. So we did. We moved and we rented for a while. But yeah, originally I had actually started cooking in Cleveland, so way back in probably like in sixth grade, to be honest with you. And it was really just out of a want to help my family to like get dinner on the table at an earlier hour. We would eat dinner super late, between like 9 or 10 o'clock, just because my dad worked 9 to 5 and then would go to the gym afterwards to work out. And my mom was always the baker of the family. She didn't do, she's incredible. My mom's incredible. And if she really tried, she could whip something up if she needed to. But she was the baker of the family. And we would have cookies on the table before dinner was like, well, what's...
And you wanted actual dinner.
Well, like, what's the dinner? And we were eating, you know, chicken and rice and tacos every single night for dinner. So I just started cooking.
That's what would happen at my house, by the way. My husband is definitely the driving force behind, he likes to cook.
Yeah, and my dad can whip up anything out of anything. Sometimes it's a little bit questionable, but you know.
He gets out of desperation.
He gets it done. Yeah, it was out of desperation. I've always been a very creative person. I've always wanted to use my hands, can't really sit still. Like, you talk to me, I'm fidgeting, like I'm all the things. And so that was just a way for me, and I didn't really realize it at the time, to just do something creative and use my hands. And like, you know, I wasn't the kid that was sitting watching TV for hours and hours after school. I wasn't the kid doing my homework either, but I did my homework. I got good grades, but like, I didn't like it. And so yeah, that was just what I did.
So how did you get from that to, I'm gonna photograph, you do, just so everyone knows, she does everything. She photographs these amazing recipes, you put together the books, you do the blogs, you post a new recipe on Instagram every day since 2012. I don't know how you find the time in one day to do what you do.
Well, I think some people would say the same about you.
Well, maybe, but how did you get from wanting to cook for the family to wanting to start this
again,
enormous business?
It was really just out of desperation. So I grew up, said I want to go in the fashion. I have always, from the day I can remember, really loved fashion. My grandma was a big like fashion girl and really taught me everything I know about fashion and cooking and entertaining and all of that. She was a big influence on me. And I didn't know it at the time either. It's so funny when you get older, you realize things. Mm. But yeah, so I always said, I want to be a stylist. I want to go into fashion. I want to work in fashion. I love clothes. I lived and breathed it. I was accepted to a school out in LA called the Fashion Studio Design and Merchandising. I moved to LA 3 months prior to starting at like 18. And I got a job, worked full time, because I'm just like, again, I don't sit still. I like to keep going, very go, go, go. Got a job, worked full time, and was like, nope, LA is not for me. I don't want to be here. It's a very expensive school. Don't want to start that tuition, not be able to get it back, like have a freak out anxiety moment and be like, I got to get out of here, and not, and then you're out all that money. So I didn't want to do that. I came back to Colorado, and that was, I was actually going to go to school in Fort Collins for about a week. Didn't do that. And it was my mom really that was like, why don't you just start a food blog? And I'm like, well, okay, like what else am I doing? And we started it together, and literally just we never looked back from the day that I posted that first post. It's really been,
and that was in 2012.
Yeah, it's really been
so the
6 to 7 days.
And is it accurate? You have over 5 million followers. During the holidays, you're up in the 23 to 25 million people.
I don't look at that number.
These numbers,
so because, like,
you know, there's a lot of people who are food bloggers and who kind of were going down the road you're going down, but they are not like you. You are a huge talent, and you run a very large business at this point.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I don't like to call myself a food blogger, business person, entrepreneur for sure. But like, I do things at a different speed, maybe, and I put a lot of work into the things that I do. I love what I do. I love sharing happy things with the world, because the world is a little bit of a downer place sometimes, and I like to be that bright spot for people. I get so many people that come to me and say, thank you for being my, you know, wind down at the end of the day. Thank you for being my happy place on the internet. Thank you for all of these things. And it's a really great thing to do. And like, I love to be that space for them. And I love to provide them with fun, happy, joyful content. But it's valuable that they can take and they can use. They're learning something from me every single day. And I also think that there's younger people that follow, and it's a great thing for them to do when they have free time instead of doing other things that they could be doing. So
yeah, that's so true. And during COVID, you started to have all these movie stars, Blake Lively, Reese Witherspoon, all these people that were following you all the time. Tell me, you know, just from a personal level, you were, you know, 18, 19, whatever, however old you were at that point. Now you're 30. What has this transformation been like to be, you know, in Colorado cooking for your family, and then to be this huge famous person? You're very well known.
I don't consider myself famous at all. It was a very, very natural, slow build. So like, nothing really was ever like this, oh my God, like I've made it. I don't think I'd ever think I've made it, because I'm just the type of person that like, there's always something a little bit more that I want to be doing, you know?
Right.
And so it was very, very organic, our growth. It was slow and steady, which I think has really been key to creating a really loyal, loving community that supports and, you know, buys product and buys books and is excited to see what I'm doing next. You know, they're very, very loyal. They're dedicated, and they follow every day. They tune in to read every single day or watch on Instagram every single day.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
You have candles. You're talking about entertaining. You've written books, because the books, really, for anyone who hasn't seen them, they're more than just cookbooks. It's kind of like you're diving into this world that you live in, and beautiful photography. And I know your mom and your dad are very involved
in
helping you with the business, which is great. So where do you see it going? And do you, when I described you to someone, I'm like, well, you know, she's like a young Martha Stewart. Is that a compliment to you, or not what you want to be seen as?
I think it's a huge compliment, because really she's like, there isn't any one person within any space that I really model myself after. I always say I'm really trying to pave my own path and do my own thing. But yes, Martha, I think she's done She's done so many incredible things. She has so many different outlets. She's spread her wings, we'll say, so far. And she does entertaining. She does things with Snoop Dogg. I don't need to do anything with Snoop Dogg. But you know what I mean? She really does it all, and it's amazing. And she's really had such a long career. And that is something that I would love. And I would love to be able to bring all types of product to people and just everything within the home realm. That makes me so happy and excited, that entertaining, that creating a home that feels very inviting to people, that feels welcoming, that people want to come to. That's really what I love. And she does that day in, day out for people through the things that she creates and she shares through her podcast, through her website that she still has, you know, and she's constantly coming out with new things.
She's incredible.
You can't keep up with her.
She's 80 years old and she's running new businesses and, you know, building new things at her home. She, over her, the course of her career, when you get to be really well known, you get pushback, you get criticism.
Oh, yes.
And you put yourself out there in a big way. How do you deal with the criticism that sometimes comes at you?
Well, I always say the haters, the people that like to be negative, are unfortunately the loudest in the room. So they make the biggest stink. They seem to pop up first on your social channels, and they cause up a stir. But you know what? Like, I have done, I don't know why, but I've really been able to put my blinders to it and really stay focused. And because I just say to myself, like, it's honestly fuel for me to just keep going and show them all wrong. And like, you can hate on me all you want, but like, I'm going to keep going and I'm going to do what I want to do and share what I want to share. And you're going to be the one sitting behind a computer screen being mean for no reason.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of that out there.
But the bottom line is that the majority, there's 98% of the community is so loving and kind. And it's just like, unfortunately, they're the louder people in the room.
So, all right, let's switch gears now for a second. I want to talk about some of, because Christmas is huge for you. And I know you're in New York now. You're going to be back in New York doing an event with Williams-Sonoma. So it's Christmas, and it's your biggest audience. How do you deal with the stress, first of all, of keeping up every single day? You've got a new recipe.
You know what? It's like second nature to me now. So it's not even, it's stressful sometimes, but it's just what I do. It's like what I wake up and sleep and I go to sleep and I wake up and I do it.
So tell me, all right, so let's create a scenario. If you wanted to just have six friends over for dinner tonight, Christmassy theme, what would you make for them? And what would you serve them first? I have an idea sitting right in front of me.
Oh, you got to start with a cocktail.
Look
because
at this. I love a
And look, if you're not someone that drinks alcohol, they all have mocktail variations on them, guys. So you can get your, everybody can enjoy. Kids,
try this.
Pregnant women, you guys can all enjoy. So I would definitely do a really fun cocktail. Any of the ones on the website are very easy to make.
And what are we having here? Holly Jolly Citrus.
Yeah, that one's a little bit old.
Is it?
We got to do the new ones from this season. They're my favorite. I've upped the ante, I feel like.
Well, I'm going to tell everyone this is the Holly Jolly Citrus Cocktail.
Yes.
Vodka, Saint-Germain, tangerine, pomegranate, and ginger beer, and it is delicious.
I love it.
If you were doing this for your friends this week, what would you have? What would you make for the cocktail?
I would do short ribs. Honestly, short ribs, because you can start them in the morning, cook them all day. They smell incredible when guests are arriving. They're done. You don't have to do anything. You make a very simple side dish and then a really beautiful festive holiday salad. Throw some pomegranates on there and it's beautiful automatically and you're done.
Yeah, you know, but pomegranates are kind of a pain. Like, you try to get them out, you and Martha Stewart have this in common. It's like, oh, it's so easy.
Well,
and then next thing I know, I'm like covered in pomegranate juice. I can't get them out of the fruit.
I tried to use Martha's method of getting the pomegranate out of by whacking it. I was also covered in juice.
How do you do it?
I will not sugarcoat anything. Doing a pomegranate is, it's a little bit of a tedious task. You can buy them already seeded, or whatever I don't know what it's actually called, but you can buy them like that, like in the little cups in the grocery store. I don't like to do that because I don't think they taste as good.
Right, because they've been sitting outside the fruit for too long.
They taste a little funny if you ask me. But if you don't want to do a pomegranate, do dried cranberries. Okay. Anything with a little bit of a pop of color is really great this time of year.
And these cookies look amazing.
These were made by one of our great producers. Incredible. So those are the hot chocolate cookies that I just literally posted like within a week.
These are the hot chocolate cookies.
These are the hot chocolate cookies, the molten hot chocolate cookies. They're delicious if you guys are looking for
Is there hot chocolate powder in them?
There's not. There's just a lot of chocolate. Okay. A lot of chocolate. And then I think we have cinnamon roll snickerdoodles, is that if I'm remembering correctly? So you got to have a snickerdoodle this time of year, Lynn. That is a classic Christmas cookie, I feel like. And then, I mean, if you like a chocolate cookie... So
give everybody one tip from Tegan Gerard for this Christmas, sort of, you know, what do you want everyone to sort of focus on? It's been a very big year and there's a lot going on in the world.
So
if people say, oh, I check in with you because I want to kind of, it's my way to unwind and think about something special.
Yeah, I would definitely say embrace the season, you guys. Let it have a little magic to it. As cheesy as it is, just let it have a little magic to it. And honestly, if you're feeling down, go do something for a charity. Buy for a family this Christmas. We're buying for a family this Christmas. And my mom divides up the kids. There's six kids in the family. So we're each getting a kid. It's honestly so much fun. And it like takes your mind away from yourself. So just get out of your head. Enjoy the season. Do the cheesy things. If you're in New York, like go see the tree, like all of it. And embrace the season.
I couldn't agree with you more. So the books are Half Baked Harvest. That is Tegan Gerard's company. You can follow her on Instagram. She literally posts beautiful things every single day. I'm going through like, oh, I want to get back to that. One of my favorite things is when you take dinner rolls and slice them through the middle and turn them into amazing things. So thank you so much.
Aww,
it's really fun to meet you. And I'm so inspired by you as a young businesswoman as well.
Thank you.
I think you're knocking it out of the park and we can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Thank you so much. Tegan Gerard.
Thanks everyone.
All right. That's the Untold Story for today. Thank you so much for joining us. You can look up her recipes on Instagram. I'm Martha McCallum. I'll see you next time. You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.